This is WHTC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number is 395-1450. Our guest this morning is Sue Sherman. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Juke.
And Sue is with the Home Builders Association, and if you have questions for her as we go along this morning, feel free to call 395-1450. First of all, we want to ask, when is the Parade of Homes going to be, Sue?
So, Juke, the Parade of Homes is coming up June 12th to the 21st.
Okay.
So that's starting next week, Thursday.
Yeah, that's pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I guess a lot of folks are looking for homes at this time. For a while, things were a little slack for the builders, but they're back in the harness again.
That's right. Things are really booming, and it's a great time to build. The costs are still, down a little bit because
yeah.
we are kind of in a rebound situation, but the housing starts, I've seen statistics that in the Lakeshore area we're up 30% year over year. Interest rates are at an all-time low, so it's a really great time to build. And the existing homes that are for sale, that inventory is down, so a lot of people are really jumping on this opportunity
mm-hmm.
to build the dream house that they've always been thinking about, and they can get exactly what they want. So the Parade of Homes is a perfect time to see what's out there, what's
right.
new, or if you're thinking about just remodeling or just dreaming, it's a great, great opportunity to see what's going out in the residential building.
Builders are available.
They are. They are. They're excited
all right.
to help you to build the dream home that you've always wanted.
Now, all the homes in the Parade of Homes have been built by a professional builder.
Yes,
right?
They have. Yep, they're all right. professional builders that are members of the Home Builders Association.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how many homes do we have this year?
We have 22 homes, and they string all the way from South Haven up the Lakeshore up to Norton Shores. So there's homes that are available or that you can view in Hamilton, Holland, Zeeland, West Olive, Grand Haven, Spring Lake, Nunica.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's quite a few communities represented in the parade this year.
About what price range?
Well, that's what's really fun is there's a wide range of prices. There's homes that are under $200,000, and then there's homes that are over $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So you really can see all kinds of price ranges and possibilities.
If I'd had that first million, I'd
That's right.
I'd be a customer.
Well, it's always fun to see those homes and just kind of dream and see
yeah.
how you might be able to incorporate something into your own home.
Well, of course, you want to buy something that's your size, too. And some people need a bigger home. Some people need a smaller home.
That's right. So that's what's fun about the parade is that you can see all different sizes, all different price ranges, styles.
Did you go through some of the homes?
I've gotten a little bit of a sneak peek at a couple of the homes, yes.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen them all yet because they're still putting the finishing touches on.
And what's your thoughts about it?
Well, I saw a lot of interesting things. The houses that are being built now are really being built for lifestyle choices. So there's a lot of different bonus rooms that might be available for entertaining. The kitchens are all really high-end. And the builders are also looking at things like low maintenance or no maintenance. So, maybe the showers are the Euro doors or the walk-in showers. The decks maybe have composite decking. So they're really looking at people's busy lifestyles that they don't want to spend a lot of time
yeah.
maintaining their homes.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things that I noticed. And then, there's some different colors out there. I saw one house that had a lot of, kind of clean lines, but then it'd be a soft neutral color, but then maybe there's a pop of color there, or a combination of some more traditional looks, but then some contemporary looks popped in there. So it's really some interesting
yeah.
styles that people can look at.
Do the builders have in mind about the upkeep of the home and the care of the home that
they definitely do. And that's
one potential owner will have to take care of.
Right, and that's one of the advantages to buying a brand new home rather than an older home.
Right.
Is some of the choices that they're making are definitely low maintenance or no maintenance. They're also just looking at what what things that people really want in their homes. You know, there's plenty of storage. Almost all the rooms have walk-in closets, not just the masters. You know, back the way the homes used to be, now there's so much storage. And they're really built for the way people live. So, you know, the entryway has some great storage areas. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the kitchens, they're really built for being the center of the home. Big pantries with extras in there, you know, high-end appliances in the kitchen. The builders are really building the homes for the way we live our lives now.
Well, I've been looking at your book here, and I see a lot of stainless steel in the kitchens.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, you were looking, I was showing Duke the book just before we came on air here, and one of the sponsors of the Parade of Homes, our title sponsor, is Electrolux, and you can see the, you know, fancy, shiny kitchen in their ad. But, yeah, people love those stainless steel appliances now.
Yeah, and why not? They're so easy to keep clean.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, people have found that the kitchen is really the center of the home, so all of those kitchens are, you know, have some really high-end finishes and nice touches.
You
got to
make it fun to be in the kitchen.
That's right. That's right. Maybe get some help if it's really fun to be in there.
Yes. And I noticed one in here. I don't know if this is one of the homes, but they have sort of a kitchen outside with the stoves and all, so you could do some cooking outside. Has like a veranda type of roof.
Yep, that's another kind of lifestyle choice. And I know one of the homes that I haven't gotten to yet in Spring Lake has that kind of outdoor kitchen. And I know that's a trend that's available. Again, it's a lifestyle choice. People love being outdoors.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we can tie in that opportunity to be outside with the home, then that's something that's big. You know, I know a lot of people like to have fire pits as well. So,
now, do some of them have property included? I mean, that is kind of spacious.
They do. There's some that are bigger properties, and again, you know, some that are smaller. It's just a wide range of possibilities. I know there's some that are maybe a little more secluded in a wooded area, and so it's kind of fun to see how they design the home based on that. Or, you know, another one might be in a neighborhood, and so it's fun to see those design choices as well.
Well, if you have a couple of kids, then you want some play area.
Exactly, exactly.
Or if you plan on having a couple of kids, you know.
Right, right. So, yeah, it's fun to see the different ways that the homes are, you know, just how they fit onto the property as well.
Plan for the future.
That's right.
Yeah, very good. Our number is 395-1450 if you have any questions about the home tour of homes. And you may call us here at 395-1450. That's the number. And talk directly to Sue, who's acquainted with the home show and all the homes that are, well, most of the homes that are in the parade, right?
That's right.
Okay. A lot of people look forward to these parades. They look forward to not only going through the homes, but getting some ideas of their own for their own homes.
It is. It's a fun night to go out and to dream, but also, like you said, ideas for even decorating tips.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the homes are furnished, and they have some fun decorating tips. People can dream about maybe just doing some renovations if they're not able to build, or maybe they're looking to build and they can really get some specific ideas. The builders or their representatives are always on site, so you can ask specific questions about things, find out about building your own home.
Well, first of all, if you're going to build a home or buy a home, you have to think about financing. Obviously, very few people have the money in their pocket to just put it out there for a home.
Sure, that's right. And you know what? That's one of the reasons why now is a great time to build a home, because interest rates are really at an all-time low right now. And there's so many financing options out there. We've got a lot of financial institutions are part of the Lakeshore Home Builders Association, and I've spoken to some of them. And, you know, it used to be that construction financing was a little more difficult, and you definitely had to have 20% down. But now, you know, some of the lenders have construction options where you would only have to have maybe 5 to 10% down. So it really makes building a new home within reach of a lot of people because of that. So there's a lot of different options out there. And again, the rates are really at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people are taking advantage of that right now and building their dream home.
The main thing you want to get into is home ownership, because, I don't know, some people like to rent, I guess, but I never liked the idea of renting
Right. Yeah, it's really nice when you can own your own home and you're, you know, you're gaining equity and you're building up something. It does have its advantages, definitely.
It's an investment.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at it that way. It's an investment and a place to put your money that you hope to get back. Now, that's not always the case, but a few people lost money on their homes in the last few years. But then again, we might run into an upshoot in our markets and so on. And
yeah, we're definitely feeling a lot of confidence in things. You know, the housing starts are up, like I mentioned, and things really seem to be rebounding. So
mm-hmm.
it is a good investment to make at this time.
When you tour the homes, will there also be information about financing available to the people?
Well, there's some lenders that are in our parade guide that you could contact them.
Okay.
We probably won't have specific information because, you know, things change, rates change. That kind of thing. But there's definitely some lenders in the guidebook that you could talk with about financing.
There's a lot of variables.
Mm-hmm. There is.
When you're borrowing money for a home.
That's right.
You have a map in here, by the way, in the book. Now, these books are going to be available at all the homes?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you have a map in here, and quite a number of them around Holland. And then we have some in, Grand Haven.
Right.
And
Spring Lake, there's
Spring
some.
Lake, yeah. Yep. And you said some in South Haven, too.
There's one in South Haven, and then there's a couple in Hamilton. So, you know, there's a nice little route that you can take if you want to see all of them. And your ticket is good all 8 days that the parade is open. So it's open from June 12th to the 21st. And the days that it's open is it starts on a Thursday. So then you have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then the following week you have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use your ticket all of those days. So you could make it, you know, even a couple nights event, a couple date nights, or maybe, you know, one evening and a day. So it really gives you an opportunity to see all of the homes.
Are the tickets available in advance? Or?
Yes, they are. They're available now. We have a couple ways that you can get your tickets.
Okay.
Our ticket sponsor is Menards, so they have a discount ticket available in the store there. That's at the Menards stores in South Haven, Holland, and Muskegon. We also have tickets available online. I know a lot of people like to just get their tickets from the comfort of their own home. You can do that on our website, which is lakeshorehomebuilders.com. You can get the tickets online there, or you can come into our office and purchase them in person. We're over on 211 Lincoln Avenue.
Yeah.
So that's another option as well. And then, of course, the tickets will be available at the homes, so you can just go to the first home and buy your ticket there.
Yeah. All right. Well, will there be signs out for the homes?
Yes, there will. We put out directional signs to help you. For those people that have the smartphones, there's also in the guide you can scan a QR code, and then your phone will give you directions to each house. So that's kind of a fun way that you can make sure that you see all of the homes.
I have a dumb phone, so I will have to.
You won't have to worry about that, but I know some people really enjoy it.
Use one of the other methods.
Exactly.
All right.
We have written directions on there as well. So we have the old school way and the new way.
We're here with Sue Sherman this morning from the Home Builders, and if you have a question for Sue, you can call us 395-1450. A lot of you may not be looking for a home, but, you know, you never know until you start looking.
That's right. And I think, you know, with all the home improvement shows that are out there and Pinterest, a lot of people have really taken an interest in just decorating and home trends. So it's really, the Parade of Homes is fun for people that are looking to build, remodel, or just to dream.
I'll tell you, there's some pictures in here of the kitchens that absolutely makes you want to go out and cook.
I know, it does. They make it look like so much fun.
Yeah, yeah. But I would think it would be a joy to do that, to cook in a kitchen like that. And I was looking through some of the homes here, and some of them look, you know, kind of average homes. But inside, could be a whole different story.
That's right. That's what's really fun, is to see what the finishing touches are inside and how they've built the home to really go with today's lifestyles.
Some builders have some real clever ideas.
They do.
And they incorporate them into the homes they build. And you just might want to be looking at one of the homes. And I don't know if any builders have more than one home in the parade?
We do have some builders that have more than one.
Mm-hmm.
The parade represents, I think, 14 different builders, and we have 22 homes. So there are some that have several.
Mm-hmm. Will the builders be on site sometimes?
Yes, there's always the builder is always there, or, of course, one of his representatives, and they can answer questions for you about how things are constructed, you know, what types of materials. They're really, you know, helpful, and they can point out things even that maybe you didn't notice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun to talk with them about how you might be able to incorporate something in your own home, or they can tell you a lot about the process if you're looking to build your own home.
Are any of them waterfront homes?
I know there's one in Spring Lake that is on the river. And I believe the South Haven home is also a waterfront as well. I haven't been to them all, so I'm not completely certain of that answer, but I know there's some beautiful homes that you can see.
Yeah. Well, this when you get the book, the Lakeshore Parade of Homes book, you'll be able to look at them and see where they are located so you can find them. And then, of course, you can go from there and you take a look at the homes in the book, like number 8, you see number 8, West Olive, and you can see where that house is in the book and take a look at it. And if that looks like a home that you might be interested in, then you'll want to take it in. Now, how much does it cost to go through all the homes?
So tickets are $15 for one ticket, or you can get two for $25.
Okay.
And that ticket is good for all of the days of the parade, so you could go every day if you wanted. If you see something and you want to go back to a home, you're welcome to do that as well. So it's really quite a bit of entertainment value.
Yeah. So, you can get to look at all the homes, and if you want to upscale, downscale, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you can go from there.
That's right. And children 13 and under are free, so those ticket prices are just for the adults.
Okay.
14 and older.
And with all the pluses in this area for the community itself, makes it a very desirable place to live.
It really does. I mean, there's so many reasons why this community is just a great place to live. So it's fun to see, you know, what kind of home you can build to live in this area.
Yeah. And well, let's see. Well, I've got number 16 here is in Holland. It has 1,630 square feet and has a one bedroom, one full bath, and a half bath. So that would be for a couple would be an ideal spot.
Mm-hmm.
They want to build a home.
That's right.
And then the location, I'm sure, is good. And you can find that in the map as well.
That's right.
I like this one over here that's got a porch above the garage, or I guess it's a porch above the garage. It's an outdoor exposure, and it has the maybe a bedroom inside. I don't know. But it looks like a nice location. Maybe it's
it
color
does.
That catches me. Well, yellow is my favorite color.
Yeah, there's a lot of really pretty colors.
Yeah.
You know, there's some soft grays, but then there's also the deep colors on siding as well. So it's fun to just see even the exteriors and how the homes are put on the property.
One of the ads here says you can build a home with 5% down.
Right.
And one set of closing costs.
Well, yeah,
that's pretty good.
There's definitely some good options out there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So don't stop. Well, depending, of course, you can't go shopping for a home with nothing, but sometimes they can make it pretty attractive for you.
That's right. There's definitely a lot of financing options available, and it's really putting it within reach for a lot of people. So it's a great time to think about building.
And the people that are selling, they want to sell.
That's right.
And they don't like to keep these houses on hand for a long period of time, so they'd like to sell it as fast as possible.
Right. And when you look through the book, you'll be able to see which homes are for sale and which ones aren't. Some of them have been custom built for someone, and it's just an opportunity to showcase how they could build a home for you. Others are available for sale, so you'll be able to check that out in the guide as well.
Yeah, you'll know that when you stop in to see it.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a look at the weather here, and the weather forecast is coming to you brought to you by the farmhouse, serving their fresh strawberry spinach salad and homemade strawberry shortcake for a limited time. The farmhouse is at the Y in Zeeland. And the weather is mostly sunny today with a high of 74. And tonight we can look forward to clear weather and a low of 55. And tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 80. And then on Sunday, showers ending by midday and a high of 71. Right now we're looking at 63 degrees here in the Tulip City. And it's a beautiful day, and it'll be a beautiful day today to go around looking at houses too.
That's right. Hopefully this weather will hold out for us, because it's like...
You'll have to wait till the 12th of June. That's not far off.
That's right. It's just around the corner.
Okay. And they're open on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And Wednesday and Thursday from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. and closed on Sunday and Monday.
Saturdays is 1 to 9. Wednesday and Saturday.
Wednesday and Saturday, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 9. Okay. So there should be some time when you can get out and take a look at these homes, because you don't want to miss out on them if you're looking for a home. Some of them have some nice porches on. I like porches. I always like to think about swinging on a porch swing.
That's right. This weather especially has us thinking about spending time outside. And I know that's another lifestyle choice that the builders really have built around, is that people like to be outdoors. So nice porches, decks, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So look at all the new and modern items that you have in some of these homes, and it might make you want to move.
I know. It sure makes me want to.
But once you get a look at all of these, it'll be hard to pick from one. And maybe the price will determine that for you.
Right. But it's fun to see some of the interesting touches that you can get even in a lower cost home.
Yeah.
And it's fun to dream and look at the big, you know, $1 million home and figure out what touches you might be able to incorporate in your own home.
Most homes today have a new look at the way people live, because people live outside more, or they live with more light in the rooms than they used to. And so they've built them accordingly.
That's right. And people spend a lot of time in the kitchen. So the open floor plan, where people can be near the kitchen, that tends to be very popular as well.
Yeah,
so,
you
know, no one's off in the corner in the kitchen.
Yes. My wife spends a lot of time in the kitchen. maybe it isn't by choice. I don't know.
I spend a lot of time in the kitchen, too, and it's nice when people can gather around, you know, at the bar, at the counter, sitting at the bar, or around the table. It just tends to be the center of the home.
I used to find that when I had a gathering at my house, that people accumulated in the kitchen.
That's right. That definitely seems to be how it works. So nowadays they really incorporate the open floor plan so that you can be in the kitchen or near the kitchen.
All over, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But take a look at these homes and you will maybe make a choice for yourself, and then talk to somebody who can help you with the money.
That's right.
And as I said, you can buy a house for as little as 5% down.
Yeah, that really makes it an attractive...
It does.
Attractive option.
So...
lots of different financing.
Go to work for a little bit or save up for a while. And
that's right. And again, rates are low, so it's a good time.
Yeah. Again, that time for the home tours will be June 12th to June 21st. So... you might want to circle that date on your calendar.
That's right.
Okay.
And you can go to our website now, lakeshorehomebuilders.com, and you'll be able to see a little bit of a preview of some of the homes. We have the images up there, and we have the addresses, so you can start to dream a little bit just by looking at those.
Do some advance work.
That's right.
Well, Sue, we're out of time for today, and I do want to thank you very much for being here and talking about this event that happens once a year.
Well, thanks for having me, Juke. We're looking forward to seeing all the listeners out there come through our homes.
Okay.